Dictation for Andrew Parsons, Parsons, October 1993. Address as a letter to Matthew, Matthew, Flegel, Flegelpac, 8286835. Dear Mr. Flegel, consultation for Mr. Parsons. Abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with mother. Three years ago, presented with decreased right eye vision, referred to Bay City, admitted with, evaluated in the emergency room with severe hypertension above 200, above 100 diastolic. The right eye considered to have changes related to hypertension with persistent abnormalities. He still has on the right eye like a small circle with no vision. He was placed on lisinopril. He took it for a period of time and then he discontinued altogether. He does not recall any testing, imaging for the brain, heart, or carotid arteries. Recently, back in May, severe hypertension, was not taking any medications. Progressive renal failure. Medications adjusted, a combination of Norvasc, HCTC, and clonidine, presently not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. He has morbid obesity, symptoms of sleep apnea to be tested on the next few weeks. He sometimes finds himself waking up with snoring. Mother admits that he snores very loud. There has been elevated hemoglobin polycythemia, thought to be related to sleep apnea. No evidence for primary bone marrow abnormalities. He's trying to do salt restriction and losing weight, increasing physical activity, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no urinary symptoms, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, never pass a kidney stone, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose gums, stable eyesight with compromise of the right side as indicated above, no headaches, no localized bone joint tenderness. Next paragraph, past medical history for the right-sided ocular vascular abnormalities at the time of severe hypertension, denies diabetes, no deep-vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies seizures, no heart abnormalities, no liver disease, denies blood transfusion, gastrointestinal bleeding, kidney stones. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine. Suspicious for sleep apnea to be tested. Next paragraph. Pressing medications, clonidine, Norvasc, HCTC. Takes also fish oil, vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents, no lisinopril. Next paragraph, used to smoke, half a pack per day, discontinued 3 years ago at the time of hypertensive urgency and right eye compromise. Very rare alcohol. Next paragraph, he has two older sisters, which are healthy, father with hypertension in his 50s, grandfather on mother's side, also hypertension at late age, no kidney disease, Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph. On physical exam, 261 pounds, 75 inches tall. Blood pressure was 110/80 on the right, 108/80 on the left. Alert or intestine 3, normal speech, no skin mucosal abnormalities, normal pupils, large tonsils but no inflammatory changes, relative narrow opening of the throat, lungs are clear, no carotid bruit, JBD or palpable lymph nodes, symmetrical pulses, right and left upper extremities, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no palpable bruits, liver, spleen, ascites, masses, no gross edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries from June, creatinine 1.7 representing a GFR 53 stage 3, normal sodium potassium acid base, elevated calcium 10.4, normal albumin phosphorus, creatinine over the last few months has fluctuated between 1.5 and 2.1. Recent testing for primary polycythemia has been negative. It has normal iron studies. Normal carboxyhemoglobin, urine negative for blood protein or cells, he has elevated bilirubin, but normal transaminases and alkaline phosphatase. The high bilirubin has been documented already back 2015. Albumin creatinine ratio has been normal. Next paragraph. There is a CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast in May. Liver considered normal. Normal spleen, kidneys without obstruction, normal size, no stones, no masses. Renal Doppler without evidence of renal artery stenosis. EKG normal sinus rhythm. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. He has chronic kidney disease, likely related to hypertension. For a period of time, he has not taken medications. Now he is back on treatment. no formal workup for secondary causes. I agree, obesity, hypoventilation, and sleep apnea is high in the list. There is no activity in the urine, blood protein cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. There is no evidence of renal artery stenosis and no evidence of obstruction, no evidence of urinary retention. Present medications, blood pressure appears to be well controlled without symptoms. The first top three choices should be calcium channel blocker diuretics as he is on maximal doses. The third choice, clonidine, recommended. I will go back to ACE inhibitors or ARBs. ACE inhibitors are not causing the renal failure. Once we have new results, I will reintroduce that. To minimize the number of pills a day, we can prescribe three-in-one combination, one pill a day, if insurance will allow and the cost is not prohibited or comparable with present three medications expenses. We will check for hyperaldosteronism with morning 8 to 10 plasma renin, R-E-N-I-N, and aldosterone. He does not have evidence for Cushing disease. He denies taking medications or street drugs, caffeine, or weight reduction medications that will explain high blood pressure. We will update PTH for secondary or primary hyperparathyroidism. Review evaluation hematology about his polycythemia, likely from hypoventilation. No evidence of, for primary bone marrow disorder. Presently not smoking. He is not Valium contracted. An EPO not elevated. The details of the right eye decreased vision is not available, but happened at the time of severe hypertensive urgency with very high blood pressure, 200s over 100s or more. Probably retinal of one of the branches occlusion. Right now with minimal residual, it's not affecting his day-to-day activities or eyesight. All issues discussed with the patient and mother will follow. End of dictation.